Welcome to the Ask the Experts podcast. Here's Karan Bhatia.
I am Karan Bhatia. We're here at Barclays Center for the Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia weigh-in. I'm going to take you inside, get some content. Let's get into it.
Karan Bhatia here with the magic man, Antonio Tarver. Antonio, we're here at the Garcia-Haney weigh-in. It's going to be extra interesting because we know Ryan Garcia weighed in 3.2 pounds over. Your initial thoughts on this news?
Well, I'm not surprised with everything that's been going up, you know, going on leading up to the fight. All I'm saying is focus. You know, I don't think the focus is there. I don't know if they really understand, you know, the position. And when you got guys like Hopkins, De La Hoya, these type of legendary fighters, you know, that close to Ryan, I'm surprised, bro. I'm really surprised. You know, who's leading who? You know, who's guiding who? Sometimes you just, you know, you got to pull your man to the side and say, you know what? You know, it's a better way, a different way of doing it. But guess what? If he wins tomorrow night, who cares? But that's the most important thing, winning. Don't do all this and then get on stage and crap, bro. You feel me? Show up and show out.
If he wins, it's chess, not checkers, right? If he wins, it was all part of the plan. It doesn't seem like that's necessarily likely because 3.2 pounds is a lot, especially at this division at 140. You fought at the highest level. I'm sure that you went through situations where you could have not trained as hard. You could have not made weight. You have a unique perspective because you know what it's like to be at that level where everyone wants to get an autograph, an interview. What do you think about what Ryan's going through in that way? And you mentioned the team around him. Like, what can people around him do to keep him on the straight and narrow?
Well, sometimes it's on you and not in you. You feel me? Sometimes you dress him up, but it ain't inside him. So everything going to be revealed in that ring. And so there's things that you can do leading up to the fight to make sure that your fighter is ready. And his conduct, the way he approached the fight, all that is leading up until that moment. If you've been bullshitting around and taking shit for granted leading up to the fight, you're going to do the same thing in the ring. So all the sacrifices, it comes out in the ring. But if you ain't made no sacrifices, if you ain't let nothing go, if you haven't had tunnel vision, you ain't going to be able to stay mentally strong when everything around you is falling apart. So that's my experiences. And I hope that, hey, it's all been just a huge promotion. And Ryan has been somewhere meditating, visualizing, contemplating tomorrow night. You feel me? And if he's done that, then he's fooled everyone. But coming 3.5 pounds underweight and all these videos that I'm seeing, it's showing, bro, that when the going gets tough, he stops. He quits and he don't go forward. He don't break that door down. 3.5 pounds, bro? Come on, bro. You quit because it got hard. That's all.
With all that said, now that you know the weight, you've seen all the buildup, how do you think this fight plays out tomorrow night? Devin Haney has been laser focused. He's a technical fighter. He has goals and he looks like he's working hard to achieve them. Ryan, we've seen what he can do in the ring. It's been spectacular. The left hook, he knocks people out. He's fan friendly. He has an audience, but we don't know exactly where his head's at. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow night?
I just think safe money is, Haney by decision. Anything else happens, I'm not saying that it can't happen. That's why we fight the fight. But I know coming in, Ryan's trying to get lucky with that left hook. And he's going to be trying it all night. But if that don't happen, what else does he have? Can he mentally think his way through a hard, tough fight? Can he have a controlling jab and win round after round after round by staying mentally focused and just being better? I don't know if that's in Ryan, but he's going to need to be tomorrow night. But I believe when you look at the way Haney has approached it, this young man is focused and he understands the position he's in. He understands who he is inside. And I think that's all we've seen. Devin Haney is in him. Ryan Garcia, I think, is still trying to find it. But we'll see tomorrow night, man. One left hook away from Ryan shocking the world and having everyone pay attention.
That's the beauty of the fight game. Anything can happen. I'm going to ask you one last question. You, like we said, you're uniquely qualified to analyze this because you've been at the top level and everything else that comes with that inside the ring, outside the ring. If Ryan Garcia is listening right now, what would be your message to him?
I told Ryan 2 months ago the message. If you want to get surgical with them hands, bruh, come see me. I told Ryan that 2 months ago. But they all going to get it in a minute. They all going to get it in a minute, bruh.
Antonio Tarver, thank you so much. Enjoy the fights. Appreciate your time. Karan Bhatia here at Barclays Center with Beto Duran. It's the Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney weigh-in. The news of the day, Ryan Garcia, 3.2 pounds over. Your thoughts?
You know what? Not surprised because of the antics that we saw on social media. The thing is, I've known Ryan since before he signed to Golden Boy. He's always made the way, always been professional about it. But this one, it's more like disappointing. Right? Anytime a fighter misses weight is disappointing. But you know that Ryan, he's what, 25? You still can lose the weight. But it's just a lack of discipline on his side. And we did the media workout with him in Dallas. And I know his team. And when Ryan's in the gym, he is working. You see the videos. You can't make up the workouts. It's what every fighter succumbs to outside of the ring. What is he eating? What is he drinking? I mean, he's saying he's drinking wine during camp. Like, you saw the videos of him at a club in New York on a Monday. So it's like, it's just, again, nobody knows what goes on in his head. For me as a broadcaster and just a fight fan in general, it's like you want to see the best of the best at the weight that they agreed to, because now there's going to be the rehydration. Now it's going to be like this. And it's like, are you going to be a weight bully? What is it? And that's the part that sucks about this. But I'm just hoping that we get a fight Saturday.
Sounds like they're negotiating. Yesterday at the press conference, they said $500,000 per pound. It seems like he'll honor that. But the question is, you mentioned you have a unique perspective because you've seen Ryan for a long time. And there probably was a time where trolling and all that wasn't necessarily part of it. It was just him being him. At a certain point, it's gone maybe from trolling to possibly mental health concerns, things like that. I don't know if it's where he's at. I don't know if it's the people around him. It could be the loss to Tank. Maybe that played a factor. What do you attribute all the, let's call it, erratic behavior that we've seen from Ryan Garcia to?
So Ryan is a beautiful case study of the modern social media athlete, because he's the one that started doing those crazy speed videos that went viral. He was the first one to go viral boxing, right? So he was out there doing the work, and he knew what to do when he was 19. Okay, if I do this video, let me do an 8,000-minute routine that you're never going to see in a fight, but that goes viral, and people are like, remember the videos would be like, he sped him up. It's so crazy. So he knew how to work that. He knew how to make money off of his social media. I mean, we're all doing it now. Every reporter is like, hey, tag me this and that. But Ryan knew how to work that angle. But to see what he's evolved to social media-wise, a lot of it, okay, I don't know him well, just from being around him professionally. A lot of it is that his tweets is with a little wink in the eye. He even says it himself, right? He's trolling for the most part. Now, the other stuff that just goes off the rails, we know what we're talking about. I'm like, I don't know any of that stuff, man. Like, I don't want to know what he's talking about. I don't want to know involved with that, because at the end of the day, it's what are you doing in the ring? And, like, you know, he had a fight that he took off for mental health where he went to Hawaii, right? And he took some time off. But then you don't know what's going on because we're not in his camp. There's a reason that he's bounced from different trainers. Everybody knows him. He had Joe Goosen. Now he's had Derrick James. And you talk about who's around him, it's like, is anybody really telling this kid no? He was a prodigy. And we see it in soccer. We see it in basketball, where these kids come up as teenagers, you give them a bunch of money, and they're spending all money. They go everywhere, and then they forget the main thing. That's the part that's concerning, not the boxer Ryan Garcia, but the person Ryan Garcia. I mean, if you look at stuff outside of the ring, what he's got going on, for 25 years old, he's got a lot of issues that me in my 40s, I don't even want to even think about, let alone let me go and put it on a pay-per-view.
We want to make sure Ryan, the person, is okay. Because even after Saturday night, he's still going to be doing his own thing as a person. So we want to make sure that that gets taken care of if it is mental health issues. If it is trolling, if it's chestnut checkers, that's one thing. But then
we don't know.
And then 3.2 pounds is a lot, especially at this weight class. So that makes it seem like something isn't right, or the right people maybe not around him. Finally, for you, how does all of that play out tomorrow night in the ring? Because Devin Haney is undefeated. He's technically sound. He looks hyper-focused, motivated. he seems like he has goals, and he's achieving those goals at a very rapid pace. It's not going to be an easy fight by any means. So with everything said, how does this fight play out tomorrow night?
I'm a big Devin Haney fan. I first met him when I interviewed him before he fought Jojo Diaz. I'm impressed by his professionalism. I was able to be in his gym and see him work out and spar. I'm like, oh my goodness, this dude's next level locked in. That was like 3-4 years ago. Ryan is very talented. Ryan, we don't know what we're going to get. With Dev, we know who he is. We know what kind of fighter he's going to be. He's not going to deter from his game plan. Even though they're talking about, well, I'll meet you in the middle, we're going to trade. No, they're not. Devin is super smart, very intelligent. Ryan has potential. Ryan has the power. Ryan could knock him out. Devin could knock him out. I don't think this fight goes the distance either way. I can't, because normally I have a feel for a fight. This one, zero clue. I know what I'm going to get from Devin. I have no idea what I'm going to get from Ryan. And that is the concerning part. Like, I don't bet boxing for reasons like this. Like, I'd rather go to the track and bet on the animals instead of like what Devin and Ryan do, because I have no clue what happens. But I do think this, it will not go the distance. I don't know who will.
Go buy a Lotto ticket. We'll find out tomorrow night. Beto Duran, thank you so much. Enjoy the fight.
And that brings us to the end. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you to my guests. If you want to follow us, you can follow at @ATE_podcast. That's on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to follow my personal channels, it's at @CurranBhatia on Instagram and Twitter. That's at @CurranBhatia on Instagram and Twitter. Please subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/CurranBhatia. Please check out our show on iTunes, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review. If you want to email the show, it's asktheexpertspod@gmail.com. I am Karan Bhatia, and this was Ask the Experts.
Thank you for listening to Ask the Experts with Karan Bhatia.